Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. The criminal assault of NYPD officers by a bunch of illegal aliens has the whole country saying, what the heck is going on here? Well, let's discuss and let's try to get to the bottom of this. So what happened was, in the New York City subway system, the cops were trying to make an arrest, and some migrants, illegal aliens, and I know that they're going to say, oh, but they're waiting for their asylum things. They're not asylum seekers. They are pretending, and they're really refugees is what they're claiming to be. They're claiming to be refugees. They are lying. They are not refugees. They are people who want to be in America and who have not gone through the legal processes to do so. But the whole thing is now becoming more and more clear to people, as you have, you know, guys in their early 20s, you know, 19, 20, 21, kicking a cop in the face. So NYPD officers are trying to effect an arrest on a perp, on a perpetrator. And a mob of these migrants start punching and kicking the officers. And this is an outrage, you know. I just want to say to them, you know, if you want to kick police officers, do it in your own country. We don't need you here kicking our officers. Thank you very much. Go back to where you came from if you're going to come into this country illegally and then commit more illegal acts, including assault on law enforcement. The fact that these people aren't deported the same day is appalling. And no lib is going to win and argue with me on this. There's no two sides. Just, oh, but we're a nation of immigrants. It's all nonsense. People have had enough. We are fed up, okay? This is not a giant homeless shelter. This is America. We're supposed to care about how people come here. We're supposed to care about whether they really pursue Americanness, whether they want to be Americans, be part of our family, so to speak, or if they're just here for the free lunch and the free health care and the free housing and the free everything. It's not the way it's supposed to go. You cannot have open borders in a welfare state, and we have both. It's a big problem. Now cops are saying, oh, of course, the illegals who attack the officers, they're all released the same day. They're released. Some of them had outstanding warrants, too, already. So let's just be clear. They come into the country illegally. They scam our system. They go to New York City. They keep breaking the law. Now they attack officers, and we haven't already sent them back to their country of origin? Why? What other country in the world that isn't out of its damn mind would allow this? Well, now you have four of the migrants who were released without bail, mind you. So they're arrested. They're back on the street. Nothing's going to happen to them after they are kicking a cop in the face. They're released. Now they're traveling to California, they believe, via bus. Some NGO gave them bus tickets so they can get to California on the bus, so they can get out of here and not face any justice in the New York jurisdiction. And, you know, are they even really in the system? Do they have ID? The whole thing. I'm sorry. If America does not enforce its laws against illegals, it has no right to enforce its laws against its citizens. Why should any of us be subject to arrest and incarceration if illegals? Now, I'm not saying we should have no laws. Quite the contrary. I'm saying everybody must be subject to law who is on U.S. soil. You saw there was this son of an Israeli diplomat who ran a cop over in Florida. He was on a motorcycle, didn't want to wait, ran the cop over, gave him a serious injury to his leg just because he didn't want to be in traffic. And you know what he said? I have diplomatic immunity. You can't do anything to me. Well, it turns out it's not that simple. He's the son of a diplomat, and they are not extending immunity to him. So sorry, buddy. But you see, you have to have everybody who is on U.S. soil subject to U.S. law. And that includes the illegals who, one, shouldn't be here in the first place, and two, disrespect our laws while they're in this country. The situation is unacceptable. It is untenable for the country. It cannot continue in this way. And I'm sorry, but these people that leave countries, let's be honest, are crappy places generally. Otherwise, why are they leaving? You know, how many people are leaving America by the millions, or how many, you know, millions of Americans are fleeing to go to some of the countries that these migrants are coming from? You know, it's worth asking some questions at some point. Why are their countries so crappy? Why is there no rule of law? Why is it that there is very little productivity and that people live low quality of life? What's going on there? No, instead, we'll just say America is going to fix it for everyone for free. We'll just give you all the stuff. The things that are given to these illegals come from you. They come from the taxpayer, the productive American worker, productive American family that has things taken from them under force of law. Pay your property taxes or we take your house. Pay your income taxes or we take your freedom. With illegals, they do whatever they want. Work off the books, not pay taxes, be in the country illegally, maybe assault a cop. I think people are recognizing that this, more I should say, more people are recognizing that this simply can't continue. And the only way that it will stop, though, is if you have a massive reckoning and the Democrats receive a tremendous electoral rebuke, because they're in power and they're not going to stop. You have to take power from these people. You know, this couldn't come at a better time in our society. Patriot Defender, it's a new company that I'm partnered with, and it's legal defense for your constitutionally protected rights. That's right, a no-cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedoms, reputation, and your way of life. Speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates and suffer consequences, your legal defense is covered. If your right to free speech is denied, suffer consequences, your legal defense is covered. Patriot Defender will provide both open and concealed carry defense. They'll also provide you with IRS audit assistance. So if your business, your income, or your reputation are harmed due to the weaponization of government, a lot of those cases happening lately, you now have a no-cost defense option from Patriot Defender. I'm a big believer in this. I'm a partner in the business, as I said, and I'm a member. I'm a Patriot Defender member myself. Go to PatriotDefender.com. Patriot Defender is the only membership that goes beyond just defense for concealed carry weapons. PatriotDefender.com. Again, that's PatriotDefender.com. Now, you also have to see that the rule of law issue extends even beyond what's going on with our border and the lawlessness there, and then the illegals committing crimes. So it's illegality piled atop illegality when you're talking about immigration. But also, you may have seen this clip where Gavin Newsom is, he's telling the story himself. Gavin Newsom is saying that he was at a Target, and one of the Target employees saw someone with an armloads full of stuff walking out. No one says a damn thing. No one cares. And Gavin Newsom goes, "Hey, why aren't you doing something about that?" You know, in his sociopathic Gavin Newsom voice. And the store clerk says, this is Gavin Newsom telling the story. Store clerk says, because he can steal $950 of stuff and we can't do anything about it. Won't even be arrested. And Gavin Newsom says, "I need to talk to your manager. That's not true." You know, and because the person also said, "It's the governor's fault." Now he's saying that this person said this to him. And I'm like, really? I didn't know it was the governor. This guy's on TV everywhere all the time. He's obsessed with seeing his face on camera, on television. And the person. So, I mean, I find the story a little shaky to begin with. And Gavin Newsom is telling it. And I think Gavin Newsom is the most gleeful liar in American politics today, meaning he gets tremendous joy, deep satisfaction out of lying. I think that he finds lying to be a form of like self-actualization or something. I mean, he loves to lie. That is Gavin Newsom. But put that aside for a moment, just based on what he's saying. I'll take him at his word for a moment on this. So what's going on with Gavin Newsom is he's telling you that he's angry at the store clerk for not stopping the person from going out with armloads full of stuff. What's the store clerk going to do? In Gavin Newsom's California, it's true of any Democrat-run state now, if the store clerk tries to physically block the person, they may be arrested for assault. If the store clerk calls the police on the person, the police won't do anything. And then maybe some, you know, left-wing news outlet will say, "Oh my gosh, they're calling for violence against black and brown people." And you say, hold on a second. We don't even know if the perpetrator is black or brown. Doesn't matter. Media is going to run with the narrative anyway because they want to call people racist. That's where the media derives so much of their power, the constant fear that someone will be called a racist. And you say, this whole thing is a mess. And it's so easy to fix. All that has to happen is you enforce the law. And it doesn't mean you have to do it ruthlessly, okay? No one's saying, you know, remember in Office Space, he goes, "This isn't Riyadh. They're not going to saw your hand off." Yeah, this isn't Riyadh. So, you know, I'm not saying that this should be, we should become an unforgiving and overly harsh, you know, we shouldn't be using, what do they do when they cane people in Singapore? Okay, fine, for theft. But there are people who are basically professional thieves now, and this is all they do, or they're at least near compulsive in their thievery. They're constantly stealing. They're stealing thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, maybe more of dollars worth of stuff. And they suffer no consequences. And at some point, there's just got to be a recognition. This can't be allowed to continue. It's bankrupting stores. It's destroying businesses. And it's destroying whole communities. But, you know, the virtue signaling from Democrats, so powerful, such profound stuff for them. Because as long as it's not their store, as long as it's not their neighborhood that is blighted as a result of all the theft, just continues on. You know, the dollar is the currency the world relies on for trading, just as you rely on it for paying your bills and saving for the future. But there's a thought from some very informed individuals that our dollar is on even less stable ground than you think. This voice is former Wall Street insider Tika Tiwari. He's released a video online exposing some deep concerns within our government. He believes that what he's discovered could trigger a big financial crisis. But you decide for yourself. Watch the video. He's exposing all the details in this online video that's controversial and shows you three steps you need to take to prepare. Go to moveyourcashnow.com to watch the video the government doesn't want you to see. Again, that's moveyourcashnow.com and learn how to prepare. Moveyourcashnow.com, paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. Now, it is Groundhog Day, as I talk to you here. What a
kind of bizarre tradition we have. I think he did not see his shadow, right? So I don't even know what that stuff means anymore. But yeah, I do think back to the incident a decade ago, which was really a metaphor for Bill de Blasio's entire political career, which is where he was supposed to handle the groundhog Punxsutawney Phil, or maybe it was a Staten Island version of Punxsutawney Phil. I can't remember now. But it was Groundhog Day, and he was supposed to hold the groundhog for a photo op, and he dropped the groundhog and he killed it. I mean, groundhogs are pretty sturdy little varmint, you know? They're pretty thick, usually. And to think that you could drop it and kill it, you know, you have to drop it really clumsily and from a pretty high height. And sure enough, that is what happened. And de Blasio killed the groundhog just like he killed the Renaissance of New York City. And I really do think that it was one of the most apt metaphors of any politician that I have seen in a very long time. I also think that Groundhog Day is one of Bill Murray's best movies. For me, the Bill Murray pantheon would go Ghostbusters number one, the first Ghostbusters movie. And then I go Caddyshack. And then I think I go Groundhog Day. Some of you are going to say Steve Zissou. And I'm like, no, come on. Really? No. I'm trying to think what else goes in the, isn't Scrooged a Bill Murray movie? I think Scrooged is a Bill Murray movie from a long time ago. There's a lot of Bill Murray movies. Stripes. Stripes is fun. You know, I would take that one. But Groundhog Day continues on as a tradition for some reason. And I never really see people with pet groundhogs. They do exist. As you know, I'm fascinated by people who have exotic pets because deep down, I really wish that I could have like a pet fox, a pet raccoon. I would have a whole menagerie of only warm-blooded animals. I can't do lizards. Birds I'm okay with, but couldn't do lizards, reptiles, crocodiles, anything like that. I'm not into those as, I guess, crocodile would be. That would be really crazy. But, you know, like any kind of amphibian. Turtles are fine, but I don't think you really get affection from a turtle. Anyway, yeah. What did I get on? Oh, groundhogs. Yeah, pet groundhog. I don't know. I've seen pet raccoons. Obviously, pet squirrels. Never seen a pet groundhog. But, yeah, the shadow, did it come out? Did it not? Who cares? Go watch Groundhog Day, the movie. It's excellent. And by the way, do you feel prepared? With everything going on in the country, do you find yourself thinking about self-defense, home protection, and financial protection now more than ever? One form of financial protection is diversification. Gold has often been used to protect against inflation. It's a global reserve asset, and countries are buying massive amounts of gold as a hedge against financial collapse. It's time to help protect yourself and invest in gold. Stop thinking things are going to get better. You need to look out for yourself and your family. My friends at the Oxford Gold Group will help you understand why you need gold in your 401k or why you should have gold on hand. It's easy. It's simple. And the Oxford Gold Group is there to help. Visit oxfordgoldgroup.com/free and order the investment guide or make a purchase of precious metals and earn up to $2,500 in free gold. That's oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. One more time. oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. Book rec for all, recommendation for all of you before you go off for the weekend. I am about halfway through The Wager, which is about a British squadron sent on a secret mission by the Admiralty to take a Spanish treasure galleon in 1740. And they try to go around the southern tip of South America. Spoiler alert, doesn't go well for them, but it's about shipwreck, mutiny. It's really interesting so far. So The Wager has been a really good read. Really enjoying that one. I'll give that to you for the weekend. Thanks for rolling with me, as always, my friends. And shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, When you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.